Most of the Midwest will see improved weather today, with dry conditions likely in most of the region, and temperatures will begin to warm in some of those eastern parts of the region where it's been very cool over the past few days. The forecast is for temperatures to warm their way into the 70s across a big part of the eastern Midwest as we go forward through the day today, but some 60-degree readings will still occur in Ohio. But it looks like tomorrow will be a much warmer day for many of those easternmost areas as well. The temperatures, in contrast, will be very warm to hot in the western Corn Belt, with highs in the 80s and perhaps even over 90 degrees in several locations, parts of Minnesota and northwestern Iowa, as well as Nebraska and South Dakota will be a part of the hottest conditions. Yesterday, the same scenario played out, with the heat most concentrated in the northern U.S. plains and neighboring areas of southern Saskatchewan, actually southeastern Saskatchewan and southern parts of Manitoba. Those areas saw temperatures in the 80s through the lower 90s, with peak temperatures in southern Manitoba and parts of northern North Dakota reaching 95 degrees. Pretty amazing for the early part of May. Well, the heat is only going to be in the western Corn Belt today. Tomorrow we'll see the heat break down and shift to the southwest once again, and most of the Midwest will see temperatures tomorrow running in the upper 60s and 70s north and in the 70s and lower 80s south. The warmest weather will be in Missouri, Kansas, and southwestern Illinois, where the temperatures will get fairly significant in the 80s. But tomorrow will be followed by Sunday, and we'll expect the highs on Sunday to be only in the 60s in the northeast part of the region and 70s in the rest of the region. A further cooling will occur as a secondary cool front comes across the Midwest. This is going to occur Tuesday into Wednesday, and our temperatures at that point, probably midweek next week, will be held to the 60s north and 70s south. So another period of somewhat milder conditions is coming into the region. Now, precipitation prospects for the region are not all that impressive, but we will have rain on a fairly frequent basis starting Sunday and going on through May 15th. Today's forecast is wetter, at least in a frequency basis, for much of the Midwest during that time period. There will be breaks of 1 or 2 days occurring at a time across parts of the Midwest during that period, but it does not look like there's going to be enough drying in most areas to get anybody into the fields in an aggressive manner. The ground is already saturated in quite a few locations, and the rains that are going to occur, at least initially, will be significant enough to maintain a rather wet environment, making it difficult for fieldwork to advance aggressively. We'll look for the rain totals across the region to become fairly impressive as we go through the next full week, but on a short-term basis, we'll see only lighter amounts of moisture. The most significant precipitation is expected to evolve as we get into Sunday. And from Sunday in the western Corn Belt, we'll likely see the showers and thunderstorms occurring fairly often all the way through the following week, with a few days of somewhat lighter and more sporadic rain that will likely occur as we get to the end of next week, maybe late Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. But another disturbance will form over the following weekend that will likely bring more rain to those western Corn Belt areas. The eastern Midwest will likely see showers and thunderstorms beginning to return across the region on Monday, but it'll be more significant probably Tuesday through Friday, and at that point we'll see widespread precipitation. We'll see some short-term drier days coming up towards the end of next week, but again, some scattering of showers will occur at times, and it's likely to limit the amount of drying that occurs. The bottom line is that expect some farming progress, but we're just not going to have ideal conditions. The temperatures will be more seasonable through a big part of the coming week, however, than they have been recently, at least as far as the eastern Midwest is concerned. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.